We're well into winter, if you hadn't noticed. If you're looking to get out of the house, there is a lot going on around Wisconsin. There's the snowshoeing, ice fishing, plays about ice fishing, and more. One of our favorite Wisconsin travel writers is back with us to tell us all about the winter events and activities you need for your calendar. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite winter activities? Do you cross-country ski or snowshoe or ice skate? Any cool winter events you've seen or are going to see here in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gary Knowles is a Madison-based travel writer and past president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Gary, welcome back.
Hey, always great to be with you, Rob. And especially in this season when people say, oh, it's winter, I think we'll be staying indoors. We've got a lot of surprises for people. Good places to go and things to do.
Big picture, though, Gary, you don't want us to coop ourselves up. You really encourage people to get out and enjoy stuff, even in the depths of winter.
Well, that's right. I suggest that people go outdoors and enjoy some of it, but also indoors. There are good things going on indoors as well, but it's just you don't have to feel like, you know, you're trapped in your cabin, okay?
Now, let's get to some specifics. You gave us a list, and I love this. The first one isn't going outside. It's going to a theater and watching people act like they're outside. Guys on ice, Gary.
Guys on ice is really the quintessential Wisconsin winter play about what life is like in Wisconsin for a whole cult called ice fishermen. and that term really should be ice fishing enthusiast, because there's a lot of women that do it as well. But this play is really focused on a couple of guys, Marvin and Lloyd, who go and spend some time sitting over a hole in the ice and maybe catch a fish. But more than that, they do a lot of talk about their hopes, their dreams. They tell some tall tales, and it's a comedy, a great comedy. It's been around for, I want to say, at least 15 years, I think. But it's a great play. If you haven't seen it yet, you've got a treat in store. And if you have seen it, you're probably like me, and you like to sort of do it every couple of years or so, just because it is funny, and it's a good one to do. This one is being performed over in Racine, and a great place to go in Racine anyway. The Racine Theater Guild is doing it, and it's running through February 27th, so high recommendation for that one.
Now, Guys on Ice, I've heard of. This next one I hadn't heard about, Gary, Ski Plane Landing Demos in Oshkosh.
Yeah, the Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA, as most Wisconsinites know it, does things throughout the year. It's not just that huge festival in summer, but they do things throughout the year. And in winter, when the conditions are right, and they're about right now, they have the planes come in that are like the planes that they use up in Alaska, the bush planes that land on the glaciers up there. And you know, they're not necessarily going to try to land on wheels. They have skis on them that help to soften the landing. So they have the ski plane fly-in, and they'll be flying in up there on the 19th. And of course, they welcome them with chili, so there'll be chili available and a lot of fun. And it's really just kind of fun watching these guys come in and do their landings on their skis. And they're similar in some ways, of course, to the pontoon planes that land on water. But these guys have got skis. They land on snow. And interesting to talk to the pilots about the adventures that they get into landing on snow. So that'd be kind of fun. There's no charge for that. It's a free event.
Let's stay on the theme of watching things in the air. Now, Gary, I was at a couple state parks over the weekend, including Yellowstone Lake State Park. Some friends said, hey, there's some eagles who nest there. And we saw one, a bald eagle flying along the shoreline, got a good long look at it. It was great. People can go to Ferryville early next month to watch some bald eagles.
March 3rd is the date in Ferryville when they celebrate the eagles. I'll tell you what, though, and this is no secret, and you probably know it too, Rob, that the eagles don't know what day it is. And there'll be some eagles out there on March 3rd, I promise you. They also do some events where they have programs where they actually have a falcon and I think some owls that they'll be bringing in. And you'll get to hear from a real researcher who knows all the things about these flying birds, and will tell you about where to see them and what to do. But if you really just want to go see them, Perryville is a great place to go anytime. March 3rd is the day they have the actual performance over there, the actual classes. But good time to go over and take a look at them on March 3rd and get a chance for Bald Eagle Watching Day. Other places around the state, down near Cassville, Prairie du Chien, down along the Mississippi River, a lot of eagles in that whole area. Also over in the La Crosse area, all the way up to, I know there's some folks listening in the M state over there in Minnesota, over in Wabasha and that area, some really good eagle spotting over there. And of course, up at Prairie du Sac, not far from Madison. So this is a good eagle watching time, because you have the white background a lot of times, and it's easier to spot them. So go over and catch them. They're fishing.
We're talking to Madison travel writer Gary Knowles about fun things to do all over Wisconsin the remainder of this winter. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What are you most looking forward to doing this winter? Is there something on your winter bucket list you want to make sure you get out and do it before spring comes along? Do you have recommendations in your neck of the woods? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. We're picking up our look at things to do in Wisconsin the rest of this winter. Travel writer Gary Knowles stays with us. You can join in if you have a favorite winter outing, a winter event in Wisconsin, something you're looking forward to, something you want to put in a plug for. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Mark joins us now in Two Rivers. Mark, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. You're talking about watching bald eagles. I live in Manitowoc County and along the lake, and the wintertime is an excellent place to watch for bald eagles. And the colder, the more you'll see. And I've been upwards of one time, just by scanning across the lake, I've seen upwards of over 14 at one time. Wow. And in one case, I work along the lake, and I happened to look out the window, and there was a bald eagle coming right at me, and had to pick up to go over the building. Otherwise, he would have hit the window where I sit.
You said in Kohler Andre State Park, Mark. Is that a good place to spot him?
No, this is just various places along Lake Michigan. Gotcha. In Manitowoc County.
Gotcha. Mark, thanks a lot for sharing that. Gary, I think of Mississippi Riverway and along the Wisconsin River for eagles. We can hit the Great Lakes, too.
Yeah, my guess is that over in the Sheboygan area or in Manitowoc, up in that hole, eastern seaboard over there for Wisconsin, where there's power plants or some kind of discharge going into the water that keeps areas of it open, fish tend to congregate in there, and that's why the eagles are in that area. Easy fishing, easy catching, and good eating. So good eating for the eagles, but they like it in that area as well. And, you know, the thing is, eagles used to be in a really endangered species. They've really kind of become not endangered. They did very well in the recovery program. And you can spot eagles pretty much all over Wisconsin now. I was up in Eagle River.
you hope so, yeah.
Expect them up there, right? But I was up there over Thanksgiving area, Thanksgiving time, and we spotted a few eagles up there as well. So the eagles have made a good comeback, and you can spot them all over the state, from Ferryville to Prairie du Chien to Sheboygan. So keep your eyes open.
Thanks a lot for that tip. Gary, you got a lot on your list here. How about some racing on the snow? You've got a few entries in that category.
Yeah, the coming up this weekend, actually, is the Book Across the Bay, which is, it's a kind of a snowshoe and cross-country ski outing, I would say. There, some people are actually racing in it. They're trying to see who gets the first across. But the one up there in Ashland goes up to Washburn, and it doesn't go along the lake. It goes across Lake Superior. So if you ever wanted to say you skated or skied, or actually you can't skate probably all the way, but I think there's too much snow out there. But you can do snowshoeing as well, and make the trek and head from Ashland and go up and make it over to Washburn and do the trek across the lake. And, you know, not many people can say that they've walked across Lake Superior. So you can join that club. And, you know, as long as we're talking about crossing the lake, let me just toss in right away that one of the great, unique, fun things to do in Wisconsin, and you can only do it in winter and for a limited period of time, is to drive across the ice from Bayfield over to Madeleine Island. And Rob, if you've never felt the experience of your heart in your throat, this is the place to do it, because when you realize that you're driving over, you know, 150 feet of water down below you, and you hear the ice crack, and you begin to get that sensation that maybe I should have not done this. But it really is. It's fun. They do have the ice road ready up there. I just checked with them today. The ice road is in pretty good condition right now. And they recommend that you, of course, be careful coming across. Always check before you go across. But you can check up there at Bayfield and on Madeleine Island. There's a phone number as well. You can give them a call, and they will give you the condition of the ice and, of course, tell you to be careful and drive across that ice. It's about 2 miles, and it's the long 2 miles when you're out on the ice. So a lot of fun.
Yeah. Somebody's idea of fun, I'm sure. Now, these sound fun. A sled dog race in Iron River.
Yeah. You know, if you thought the Super Bowl was exciting with the people getting pretty excited there, you've never seen anything until you've been to a real sled dog race. Those sled dogs, are the most excited athletes, furry athletes that you're ever going to see. They love to run. And there's a race going on Saturday at the Northern Pines golf course up there at Iron River. And it really is a fun event. The dogs love to run. They're going to be running, I think about 5-10 miles, things like that. And they'll have several different races for several different distances, but it's always a lot of fun. And, you know, if you're an animal lover and you like to see animals having a great time, sled dogs are probably some of the happiest performers that you'll ever get to see. So you might want to check that out. It's in Iron River. Yeah, it's a Northern Pines golf course up there. And it's about, you know, if you're headed up from the Madison area, you're looking at about a 5.5-hour drive. So just leave now.
Gary, in our last half a minute or so, leave us with some inspiration and get out and do stuff.
Yeah, I want to say, you know, St. Pat's Day is coming. And for people that know where New London is, just kind of northwest of Appleton up there, New London has got a bunch of Irish people up there who are pretty committed to the Irish cause. And they changed the name of the city every year on St. Pat's Week, and it becomes New Dublin. And actually, on like the 14th, there'll be a bunch of leprechauns that'll put a sign up over the city sign that says New Dublin. But they have corned beef and cabbage going on throughout the week up there. And on Saturday, they will have just a huge parade taking place, and it's really a lot of fun. And the parade has, you know, some of the usual kind of stuff, marching bands and clowns and displays and things like that. Among other things, they have an Irish wake parody that comes along up there, and they do that. And they also have bagpipers playing, and it's just really fun. A band that they've got coming up there that you don't want to miss, Rob, is called the Irish Scrubbers, who are kind of Irish punk.
So fun.
It's awesome. It's really a lot of fun. And that's in New London, if you're looking for it on the map. New Dublin, if you're Irish and know where it is.
Gary, thanks as always for joining us today.
Hey, always a pleasure.
That's Gary Knowles, Madison-based travel writer, past president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association, with us today for a roundup of fun stuff to do all over the state the rest of this winter.